Oh, you hear me? Okay. I mentioned to you a tzava of the sons of the Rosh. So I wanted to read it to you, and I even have an English translation. There are a number of wonderful svarim about our topic. I have one which I want to show it to you. I want it called Ma'aser Ksavim. Ma'aser Ksavim by Cyril Dom, who was a professor in London, I believe. Big Talmud Chacham, a big genius. So he has a book on this on page 30 to 31, and then he has a translation into perfect English in the next two pages. It was like this. Adoni Abizal, this is the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, I see Yehuda Dov is on. Terrific. Adoni Abizal is the Rosh. Tigen be'ir of Ashkenaz, Cholecha me'akol, Yenosin Maisen, Nikol Abav Yehuda. V'chein tigen be'pinas Tulitula, that's in Spain. Shu bon of Yasuke. Even though the Dominican Spain was not that way, we saw that the Rosh came to Spain. What's going on over here? Achab Tirosos Alaskan Mani Bechol Achai. Lakaim Alhosim Advarim. Uvelo Shnas Kuvov. What's Kuvov? Kuvov is Kuv is 1340. 1346, I think. Right? 1346. Tikanti Bechosu Bog Ben Bonayag Dolan. And this is the Dakona. Ono Abo remember, in Spain they didn't do it. That's why they had to do all this, because in the local, when they moved from Germany to Spain, apparently it wasn't being done. Etc., etc., etc. Three quarters of it will go to the Kupa, to Gaboy. They'll do whatever they want to do with it. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Huda, which means the two children of the Rosh, the two Palaturim, the Huda Ben Rosh. Mashkibalu aleinu chasamnu b'tes yom l'chodesh marches v'shnas. Ayin hei, probably tzira. Ayin hei. Oh, I said earlier. Ayin hei means, whoa, this is the Rosh himself. Ayin hei, the prate at tzira was 1315. Right? The Rosh is still alive. Asher ben Yechielzah. That's the Rosh. Shlomo ben Rav Asher. Yaakov Rav Asher. Yaakov ben Arash. Yehuda ben Rav Asher. Yishchayel. Yaakov ben Rav Asher. Neru. And then a generation later, she bechlal tikkun zera kosev the malam the kol mashi abav yodin cholecha mimenu the most birusha matana nisuin no matter what chayav cholecha within 8 days after you get it. Who are this? Shlomo ben Arash, Yaakov ben Arash, because he was still alive. Yehuda ben Arash, Shimon ben Arash. Then afterwards, mekabel everything else. A few more years later, and fascinating. Then the kids, it's a fascinating document. So I brought it to you. I can give it to Elad so he can hold on to it. And I have a lot of svarim. I'm going to try at least one thing from every table that I have. So it's just, you could spend a whole week reading these svarim. Good. Having said that, we go back to the table that we use the most. Stok or Mishpah. We left off in Perek Hay, Sivches. Very important. Hotzos, mezonoso, mezonos, nebeso, eno menake, viskuma rebbe. People ask me all the time this question. What do you mean? Let's not go to billions, that's too much. I made $100,000. Okay? Fine. But I have so much household expenses to pay for my. Shouldn't that come off from the top? No. No. Haskamas aposkin. You certainly can't say it goes to Meiser. Who said so? Birke Yosef, here we go. But it's not unanimous. That's why I wanted to see the Birke Yosef second a lot. Birke Yosef, Simon Reish Mantes. Oh, it's a nicer print than I have. In my house, I have such a nice print. Look at, instead of Reish Mantes, Simon Motor. Nice. Nice. I guess raid is a good thing, right? Kishmei Brocha. Okay. Watch this. What's the Knesset goal? He says, every year, Yaseh Cheshbon of Yireh Masher Viach, Yoser Al Koma Shepizer B'dvor Matzrichil Lebayis, Pigach HaMaiser. What? You see what he just said? That these people asked me the question, they're really right. I made $100,000. It cost me $50,000 to live. I'm going to have to give my son 50. That's a dollar from our Matisyel Troivish. If the Shuvah is Moran, Moran means Rav Yosef Karo, Ksav Yad, Ksav Shuvah, Shabiyodi, Masasi Shuvah Zu, for Orech, printed Afkas Rokol Siv and Gimel. That's a very good, much better than my edition. But in Shure Brocha, Oz Beis, he says, it's not from Moran. It's not from the from the Mitzvahs. Where's Shure Brocha? Suvazu Krokasafti Bibrika Yosef Sharisa Bekovas Shuvas Moran Ata Dibisov Beseva Afkasrov Siv and Gimel and Ata Dati Nota Dati Shaena Vitoris Moran Yeshi Smukos Azare the Ain Rai the Chosim Ala Moran Ki Kazer because they're also Matikin Kashet Sparli Kamazimni. Ooh, they fake it out. They attribute it to someone. Rai Buru on the bottom, past David. Is that by him himself or somebody else? It's four names in the Senechidah. So David is one of them. I don't know who the past David is. There also the Afkas Rochel, Ha'ora Alav Shichuvas Ha'ra'am, Lichin B'Shuvoso, Signal in the Shono. And they said it's Moran, it's not Moran, it's really the Ra'am. I guess Mitzvah Bala, but Mitzvah Bala is Rachi. Huh?
I tried finding,
and
I couldn't find it. There is
Shuvas Ra'am.
Is that
there?
One of us, not
okay. All right, so I did all the research on this. But the kids are, I hope it's not Moran because it's against everything I've been saying my whole life. I mean, it's a cooler. If you'd like to have it from Moran, but it's probably not from Moran. Okay. After the boss of the doctor comes to Bika Yosef about this shuma. You know what? Could we put it on the board? Bika Yosef. Maralan should have Bika Yosef. Simon Reish Memtes or Memtes Reish Os Hey. I'll start reading. It says like this. Mucha Mizeh, from this tshuva, whoever wrote it, called Nitzrach Lotzoas HaBayis HaChila Shtia V'Tzus V'Kayotze Ein Tzorach Lotzia Mimena Maisa. There's the fact that was there. The Sifri Netanchuma Asmu Akro Aser Tiasik Lotzuas HaRecha and Yushami Kabeleth Hashem Me'onecha U'Mereish is called Tzuas Secha K'Mereish is called Tzuas Secha Kotel HaMordechai the Koyel Lemos Maisa. And therefore, Yishami goes according by the Rambam, be the badness achas me'asara. That's where Yishami. That's where Rambam got it from. Got it from my says. The Mordechai says. Oh, now the Moran didn't call the Yishami. Didn't call the Mordechai. Okay, it's gonna be different pshat than the Yishami. Okay, whatever. I look at the Mordechai. I didn't find what the Chavos Yoha said. Pesach Shuvah makes his comment already. Find out God's Mordechai. Tov Resh Nun Tes. Fine. Oh, you are? Let's watch this. Oh. Shita Bekubetzes. This is, I was going to quote, I wanted to have it downstairs. Rama Me'ili. Liris, you have it? Everyone see it? It's a paragraph, it's a long paragraph, it is. I can't even read it, it's too small for me. If you can find it on the screen, put it up on the screen. He quotes Shidu Metzadaf Nun, Mishem Rava Meili. Okay. Ala Froshes Chomesh. Veniris Machadav Azeh. I think it's before that. Before that. Well, I'm in Oz Hey. The long paragraph of Atabasi, the next paragraph starts with the word Uba Ofen, and with 10 lines before Uba Ofen. Oh, right there. You should see right in the screen right in front of you. Sridhar Daf Rabba Me'ili. Okay? And he quotes it. Nearest Macha Dollar Shesha Bechol Shana, where you throw Chayom and Abish Te Masras. Shana Rishona Shneer Masra Rishin, Umasra Shani. Bechulet. Nearest Mizer. Shamaiserishin yeshu v'shus l'tziyot l'chol davar chol bar mitzvah. I feel the tzarach atzmo banav l'nevesa. Koshi for strong little man who banav l'ashil l'acherim. Shemaiser sheni v'yanechal lo banav yirushalayim. Amal maiser ha'acher yesh lo shet stoka. So the two, the maiserishin, the quote is missing something. It doesn't read straight. I'll tell you what he says. My serishin, you give to an ani, because you gave to the lady who's an ani. You can't touch that. It's for other people. My serishin, you eat yourself. You eat yourself. You're eating your shalayim, you're eating yourself. So, Mamela, you can do certain things, but you can't do with the other one. My serishin. When you chomesh, shtei maisers, shtei chomesh. No. It's split in half. Split in half. We'll get to later what they say based on the Rabbi Mili. Oh, over often, next paragraph. The Kolomad Masha, the Medama Maisek Safim, the Zera Art, Yushalmi, the Sifri, the Tanchuma, the Meili, etc. All right? The Chiheka, the Maisek Tzvot, the Alamish, we call Asher Totzi Art. I feel it's all upon us also. What the Maisek Safim, the Ami Yotzi, we call Asher Yavia. After talk, all TV men are talking as honest as Panasa. Had the Rabbi Nisko, whoever this rabbi is, Yavi Cheshman, Akashosi Pisa, but also Vanisha, Yodam, a rabbi, in a mice. No, wrong. You call a rabbi. I mean, I should tell the Panasa. So, yeah, very, very important. Very, very important. This is critical. So, the whole world holding the Bruka Yosef against this anonymous trooper. We don't know, still know who wrote it. Whoever wrote it, we don't pass like that. I just want to show it to you. There is such a day, and there are possible to say in a pinch, maybe you can to some extent rely on that there. We shall see. Fine. Fine. It says over here as follows. As over here, that if a person buys Sfarim for his learning, this is the same footnote Lama Dalit. Person buys Sfarim, he can take it off. Why? This is as follows. Hakonis svarim l'tzorach limudo, af al pi sheyochol l'knosam mimos ma'asek she'eino mashil l'acherim. Eino yochol l'knos. If you don't give the svarim out to the public libraries, v'kol makom eino b'chal tzos mizanoso. Okay. L'kol panim yochol l'nakas kumzeh b'chesh b'nach nososo. Lo b'chesh b'nach. You know why? It's a business expense. That's why I'm good. There's no business like Torah business. But Torah business also has expenses. Have you gone to the Sfarim? So yeah. You go bankrupt there. That's it. It's all. I went there just to, I only bought two Sfarim. It's like a, I can put them in a candy shop. It's impossible. So, but it's business expense for me because I have to learn. I have to teach. You have to learn the curl. It's a business expense. That's what I understood what he said over here. Fine. Let's take a look in the Pesach Tshuva and the Sifkot and Beis. The Reshman test. Yeah.
Would that only work on Kolel or someone who's teaching? Not.
Anyone who's Torah To, Uban Uto, it's what they call you in Israel to get you up out of the army. You're learning in Kolel, you're a Rebbe in Yeshiva, if you're a Balabas, that's not your business. You're a lawyer, we like to learn. That's not a business expense. Sorry. Torah is the best, the best business, but it, That's the way you earn your livelihood. Your small livelihood if you're with the Kollel, somewhat large livelihood if you're with the Yeshiva. That's
about a
Talmud. The Talmud have no money anyway. You have no money. Yeah.
What about the rush by taxes? He says that Misha Tarasa Manuso is someone who learns in Islam Dasha, someone who gets whose job is a regular Kollel.
Yeah, but that wouldn't apply to me. I know what you're talking about. It wouldn't apply to me, in my opinion. Anyway, let's go back to the Pesach Shemitah starting base. Watch this. He quotes a Chavis Yoer, who says, someone asked him to Paskin, is Mafish Maisim and a Revach with his Rashi Yoda? Rama Shenoda Lobibiru, Shenos had stuck up his own Lubonov of Bunosov, I should have stuck at Techoshe, Yosef Bechomash a Revach. Taking care of his family. I keep joking. You're lucky to leave you with 20%. Chazal say, "Al tarav le'ase umados." Oh, it's not exactly 10%. That's what's bothering me. Chazal said, "Yontif la'avdak la'harbe le'ase umados." Who had then pa'amachas also? So you can't get them exactly. Mishnah Chacham and Cholik that says, "Afi ne'ed the ma'aser k'sof me'eshem the ma'aser ani." You come and go in the afresh me'omer lo davar the ma'aser tzvua. He had a guilty conscience and he gave more than 10th. Maybe exactly 10th. No, you give more. How can you say it's exactly 10th? You like up to a fifth? Can anybody say it has to be exactly a tenth? You give to a fifth. I don't understand that cheat at all. How can it be? I don't know. Let's take a look and see what the Abbas Chesed says about all this. Here we go. Perek Yutes Siv Gimel. There we go. Doubt the midas ma'isul I know I've been stuck up in midas benedis. I will erode to the snag by an yofi yet to a lafish minichot to becha mechamisha. Vas v'chin rabbanan aset asren twice. Shnei pa me ma'isa. O lecham komish. Yeah. Par mishonah me akeren then from the rebach, etc. What about this fifth? Chatzoyim. Ma'isa rech al ba'le Torah kiudud mid the ma'isa rishin anitim the kohanim of Levin. I read the Rav Meili again. I think it's a better quote over here in the Mekorah Chesed, which is put out in this new edition of the Avas Chesed. I'm going to read it to you again. Now, Ma'aser Echad, which is Ma'aser Sheni. Etc. I think it's a better quote. I think the Frigga also left that a line or so in the middle. Better quote. Okay, fine. This is the Rav Meili. This is what the Chofetz Chaim quotes over here in Perek Yutes Siv Gimel. How to divide this fifth into two pieces based on the Rav Meili, etc., etc., etc. But in the Haggah of the Hilig of Chofetz Chaim, he has the Haggahs on the bottom. With the Rimei Zakosuv, Shitin Pamachas Chomesh. Right? Aser Asrena, a tenth and a tenth. Mashu the Tov Yosel Javesh Nepom and Maser. Not one fifth, two times one tenth. Ki Maser Robes is so good, all right? Should mix them up. And then he quotes the Birka Yosef, right? Says some Feirish. In Resh Mem Tes, Sif Aleph. If you want to give more than Maser, you can't afford a Chomesh. It's also okay. Look at the Pesach Tshuva. Better than the Tzimtzum. And then add the Torah stock of the album. We mentioned about Stucker, even though Avi hasn't found it anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, they go Bais is one thing and Stucker is another thing. So if you can't give 1/5, give 1/10 Meiser, and whatever else left, return Stucker B'Yam. He quotes the Sheet of Mekubetz, Rav Menili. He quotes himself as he saw now go on the bottom. Shnei Meisers, etc., etc., etc. Oh, Frank, that Shaila like this. This, I think, you know, should be calculated. For you have to show my own Meiser Shady, your Meiser Roni, Pavos, me mat, me Meiser Rishon. Kadisa, me mother, come and some of Testament base. That's so before, which is 2 days and Tosin Git. How much is the second Meiser? Is it 10% of everything? Or 10% of what's left? So if you give first Meiser Rishon, you're only left with 90. So Meiser Shady is only 9%. So that was 81%. Yeah. We can't have all the Yachat Chomash. It's only 19%. Zeno. So the Frishu Gam came into the same Truma Gedola. Shehi, on average, only on average, Pitchit Lachat Potter Sakri, but on average, Echa Mechamishin, for all of the Sakakol Ma'at Yosem Mechomash. I figured it myself without doing the calculator, but I figured it out. You give 2%, then even in my Sarishan, we pass is only 9.8%, which is 10% of 98 that's left at the Truma Gedola. And then what's left is another 8.82%, which is 1/10 of the 88.2 that you have left after you took away the 2 and 9.8. So you end up with the Sakako 20.72%. Ma'at Yosef Michomish. I hope I got this right. If you think I'm wrong, you let me know. Fine. Good. Here in the Stoko Mishpah, the footnote Mem, he says, Achutz the Cheshman of the Chavetz Chaim, but Omed, if you're not sure, everyone agrees you're allowed to give a little bit more rather than a little bit less. Right? Umasupuk, body up on the whole system that says me something, because you're having so many different sphakas that you could possibly exist. Now, we have La'acha, I'm reading on Sifyut Aleph with the horror on the bottom. After you make the Cheshman, put into a kiss miyuchad, put into a separate account. Yeah. On the bottom, Poskim, he says, Avas Chesed Perikut Ches. What status does this have money have? Has a status, listen carefully, most stock of Yara Makdish. It still belongs to me. It still belongs to me. Nafkamina, you can invest it. You can invest it. So look at Perikut or you give them, based on simulation and test of Aleph. Right? As a matter of fact, it could be invested, but he quotes the Elia Rabbah. And it sits there in Siman Kuf Levav in Arachayim. I quote, Hama'akvim Masroseim Arachav Mosav Ksilim She'ein Mekayim HaMitzvah B'Yatzim. You have a foundation with billions of dollars. It'll be after you pass away. Better than when you're alive. What about, somebody's about inflation. Inflation is too complicated for me, inflation. But the question is as follows. You know, when you first wrote this, if you know the history of the Israeli banking system, there were times of runaway inflation. Rabbi Blyash Shlita told me that his brother bought a house in Ramat Eshkol, got it come out for free. Because, you know, there was still out of Stoltz, you know, the Liros, whatever they had, the original Shkolim. So they made it a mashkanta with Shkolim. By the time it was worthless. The Shkolim almost was, the inflation was so runaway, you got a nice theory to shine almost for nothing. So that's why the shekel is called the shekel chadash. Never had runaway inflation since that started many decades already. Shekel chadash, because the old shekel went and became almost like Confederate money. Almost, not quite. Almost. So he says, so Kubi wrote this when it was runaway inflation. Nishim is my name. She'erech ha'kesef pochis v'holech, eimen aroya la'havish ha'maisel ha'shriyokach. Aliyas lem sgula, she'em she'osev v'mo'osav. Guy's not going to leave his money to go to the wedding. It's a sentence. I don't know, we have a Meister account sitting in the bank. My money is also in the bank. We're not smart enough for our own money, and not smart enough for the Meister money. We got to really speak to someone to put the money. But it's Meister money, Rabbi Osai, has to be very conservative. Can't stop playing around with my money and losing the market. Chas for sure. It's not your, you know, technically it's your money, it should really be done in a very conservative font. Now, the Avos Chesed says like this. This is in Perek Yud Ches, Siv Beis. I have a Meiser account. My father, Chofetz Chaim. Huh? Then every year you put it in a bank, in a separate account. Fine? Fine? What happens if at the end of the day, as you write the Pinkus, call on the Sino Shiyotzi al Tzaka, the Yuchal Lichlo Vachesh Mishalom Meister, Kol Masheroga Litim Bebeisel La'anim, is a Pruta, if you knock it, call Zeb Asof Meister. I'll say, for example, I have $100,000, I put $10,000 back in stock. Great, but meanwhile, I'm giving out money all the time, and it could come in before COVID. I got much more money. You know, to somebody would come now, they hope to come around. So I reimburse myself. Follow? I reimburse myself because that was the deal. I give $10,000, but I'm going to sit around to go back to my they used to have a piggy bank. I go back to my piggy bank, take the money out with the poor guy who gets me in shul. I give him a dollar from my pocket so I can take out the piggy bank and reimburse myself. That's what it's, that's what's happening over here at this,
Is one required to get every poor person that comes to them?
What?
Is one required? I was at a wedding last night. Yeah. So like 20 people came asking for money. Is one required to get every person something or like?
Well, that's a good question. And we spoke at the very beginning. Do we say, Al Yoshev Dach Nichlam? He sort of didn't meant too much because we spoke about that. The guys, what's the word we use? Mechazo la psochem or something like that. They know what kind of psochem? Mechazo la chasidus. They don't wait for psochem. They come to the wedding. They get, yeah. So you're not required to give them much. Yeah. You know, you're a yeshiva buff. You don't have anything. So yeah, you next time you go to a wedding in Lakewood, go to the bank and take out a $10 bill with 40 quarters, and you give out quarters to everybody. If you can't afford that, dimes. It's also lighter. $10, you get 100 dimes, and you give out a dime. They're looking like you're funny. They have more money than you.
I made $100 last night.
What?
I made $100 last night, the guy.
How do you know?
That's something around everyone giving $1, $5 a year. Yeah. I switch you on the wedding.
So like, why did they go? Because the wedding in a good mood.
Yeah.
Okay. I when a guy comes to me, I try to give him $1. That's what I try to do. But I have more dollars than you have. See, I don't know if you. I've saved a lot of money with COVID. I should be wrapped up. They used to come to the show all the time. People would come, you know, I'd give them $1. And now they don't come. Fine. This is, he quotes us here in footnote Mem Gimel. He quotes us over here. The Avos Chesed. Pinkas V'yuchad. You reimburse yourself. Etc., etc., etc. We have to make a tenai that whatever you give should be the chesed of the meiser, right? Oh, that's what he says. Now it goes further than that. It is also the same footnote in footnote Ben Kimmel, because he quotes over here. Listen to this. I'm quoting from Os Hay. Os, this is this base is divided into five Os seals. Im Yimsa shall hold the al staka yosem yamaisa. Oh, you're about. Yes, Shalman. You call a knuckle, say, so for my social Shana Shneer. It's my career with that. It's my clothes. You saw a piece of Shuba yesterday in the end of Siv Cotton. Aleph, so make it tonight. I can reimburse the way into the next. Any tonight you make works. Like Colt Nash of the Roman Kayan, it certainly works for this stuff that you are giving. So now, they're going further than that. Listen to this now. This is in footnote Mem Gimel. Watch. Listen carefully. Me, Maril Diskin. Me, Sha'asa Malacha La'ani. As a poor person, I can give him cash, or I can do a malacha. I'm a carpenter. I can build him a table. It would cost him $100 to build a table. I'm building a table for nothing. In Yochal and Akas, Mechomesh, Harevach Shu, no saying. How do I catch what I did? The Chatchilak, Shebol Asa Malacha, Yochal Hagadani. Listen. Also. I'm charging you $100. And I'm not going to charge you a nickel. I gave you $100 stoker, right? You agreed to pay me $100, and I let you off the hook. So I gave you $100. if you spelled it out at the very beginning. Bidi Yevet, Kozman, Shlomala, Beferish, or Bidvam Yikarm, Yadam Achikos, Shebechinim, or Solo, Pasachos, Shemishbet, Yachal, and Fomim, and Sachar, where the Kamaba is Salahani, Yachal, and Akasim, Bos, Dacha, Shabiyano, Al Khejman, and Milve, Shaoni Chayablo, your derivation and science in favor, Rabbo. It goes, whatever. Now, goes to different examples. He says, so this malacha is like, it's like a tzedakah. So at the end he says, oh, the end of this long footnote. He quotes from all this. Ukshabal the nakl schar pula api amr. Im asafa who cuts it. This is $100 job. Everyone charges $100. They're not charging you a nickel. Pasha chayachal the nakos kifiak tzava. Zok then parentheses. Ristaber she'en yachal the nakos kol asafa mamish kinefi cheshme. The dugma. Gives an example. Im achal asafa maklonesi 1,000 liras. It makes $1,000, whatever, over a month, a year, whatever it is. If he's there, chelak ha-maiser me'aliros. 101 tenth of a thousand. Im schar pula gamken me'aliros. But I get the right number, $100. That's what it costs to build this table. But all of the chashem, kilo achnasoso elef u'meya. I made $1,100. Because it was coming to me, and if you're making the table, ulachan nikas karpula of lahashnim od esaliros kemeister al sofas. So it's not enough to give 110, whatever the cheshbon is. So you have to keep. I'm not good at my calculations. That's what he has over here in the end of footnote Mem Gimel here in Parakei, the Sefer Stoker Mission. Fine, weiter sifyud gam skipping. Sif Yud Gimel. Some say, if you lend money to somebody, right, and you don't tell them it's from Meiser, stam, yochol lahafrish lunakos imodia laani alkach. What in the world does that mean? He never paid back. I have a big veer in my shoulder. Told me when you lend somebody money, expect to never get it back. If you get it back, it's a bonus, which I translate, don't ever lend anybody money if you can't afford not to get it back. I both say, a lesson for life. Don't ever do it. And don't ever become an ore for anybody. It's even a more important lesson. Someone I know very, very well there at Israel, someone begged them to take on what they call aravut, and they ended up owing $80,000. The guy had no money. And I had to raise a good chunk of the money for him. It says, don't become an orator. You say, hey, you see your P. You saw your name one. Yeah.
It's a Pasuk in Mishlei.
What?
It's a Pasuk in Mishlei.
How many of you?
Pasuk in Mishlei, about that?
Right, right. Bani, don't. I'll tell you, don't be an orator. Yeah. He learned the hard way. Mama, she was going to. Nothing. So there's an organization, I think, called Sharon. Pamonim or something, some organization. Gets people out of holes. So they asked me, and they raised 40, and I raised 40, or they got off something, and we got them out of the hole. Well, that's a lot of money. But I had to do it. I mean, I didn't know Chas Shabbos should go under. So don't ever become an Arab unless you can afford to lose all the money that you're an Arab on. And don't ever lend money unless you can afford to lose all the money you're lending out. If you're a Gavir, you can do it. This guy was far from a Gavir.
The pasuk says, "Al tehi toke eikach ba'aravim masaos imin lechaleshalim lama yikach mishkav v'chav yikach lecha."
That's it. Thank you very much. That, don't do it. Rabbi said, "Don't do it unless you can afford to lose the money." My children bought dearest in Eretz Yisrael, and I couldn't be an Arab. I'm not living in Eretz Yisrael, so my brother-in-law became an Arab. Yeah, but who's the real Arab? Me. Because we made an understanding that if they can't pay, I pay. So, you know, Baruch Hashem, we got through. But be careful. Okay. He says, what's the case we're talking about? This. We're talking about an ani who's put on the shalim. He has no money. If we have the shalim, ain't no shalim to that stucker. Abladain, you're talking sheyesh the shalim, chov, afilo achim mutalim to that stucker. It's my name. Shoot sarach lo sauce, gedolus, lahasi, no, kadoma. I got a call yesterday. Okay, so Yosef, and this and it, they have to raise $100,000 so he can marry off his son. Mother never thought. $100,000. Looking for 20 people to give $5,000 each. I want to check a $5,000. And for my money. I told him that Gavir gave me a lot of money when he married off his son. The same Gavir, it was a multiple six-figure sum. And I gave it out piecemeal over 6 years. And I ran out. I told him, you know, I just ran out. You want me to send the check again? He didn't make any simples now. So on credit to people, many more simples in the family. He's a big ballad stalker. They have a lot of money. You know, having a lot of money is you don't know about Nakdim and Ben-Gurion? You don't know Nakamara? He gave a ton of stuff. Wasn't enough. Rahman al-Islam. It's scary to have money. It really is. And he started at Osher. My grandfather, my mother's father, Abdomen Weiss, gave a bracha to his kids. None of them should be too rich. So my son asked me, when does that bracha end? It was one grandchild, one of his great-grandchildren, Epperson married rich, and they got divorced. So he said, whatever it is. He's saying the Osher is, you know, we make Abdullah every month of Shabbos. So Reina v'chaspei liyav v'kachol. Pshat. So my son said pshat. If it's Reina v'chol, it's chaspei v'chol. You just have to pay for your kids' expenses. I don't want more than that. I don't have to have a bank account. So we're making Abdullah some while ago with Reverend Osband. Shlita, my next door neighbor, came to hear Abdullah, and he starts saying, Amadl. We don't say that. They're afraid to say it. They say, Zareinu Ushlomeinu Yavakachol. So, you've heard that before?
Your father says? Yeah, my family also.
Shlomeinu? Mm-hmm. But how can I have Shlomeinu having Kachol? It doesn't make sense. Really? So, it must be legitimate. Your father said, Yeki, he must have a legitimate Masara. Wow. I never heard it before I left, except her father's also a Yekka. Oh, that explains it. She's at Salberger. She comes from Germany. You're from Germany? So where the heck can that be?
That's about you, though.
We picked it up from some German customer. Check it out. Ask your relative, Arye. Arye is thinking to the Sharoshim and the Ashkenaz. If you can't find it from your own family, ask him where this missile comes from. I thought she made it up herself. It was a yeshiva. She knows it's a Yekka, she thing. Look at that. Okay, and Baruch Hashem, all of the scholars are all Yidin Lakosh. I think my son's pshat is a very good pshat. So, Reina v'chasmeinu, you have a lot of children, you have a lot of expenses. All right, fine, good. That's what he says. Fine. I'm skipping now all the way to Perigvov. Perigvov was the first Perigvov about Meiser. And Perigvov, Chalukos Meiser Ksof. What do you do with the Meiser Ksof? Sif Aleph. Some say it's only for Aniyim. Only for Aniyim. Others say, any bar mitzvah, which you can't do if you wouldn't have the mice of money. Right? And those poskim who say it's not a chiyuv gamur, we saw before, you make it tonight at the beginning, you do any bar mitzvah, avada it helps. Avada it helps. So he explains over here in the footnote Aleph. Tanchuma says in Parshas Re'eh, the hafrish echel me'asor la'amole toru. And the Abbas has it here in Perik Yutes, Sif Aleph and Abba. Is as follows. What do you do with the money? Aniyim. Yeah. He writes as follows. Chatchila amole toru. Man yes kuchu b'toras Hashem. That possibly we saw before. The Rayom that the Rav immediately quoted. Not a book in the Rayom. And the footnote. Anim kovin afilu b'alei toru. The shach. Siv katan. Yud Zayin. Take a look. Open the shach, please. Here. Oh, it's Rashman Al. Is that in the Marmar Kompas? I think it was. No one's finished Marmar Kompas here, so. I'm far, far from finished with going over it. But Rashman Al, I think, was we had some of the. Some of Rashman Al was, you know, it connects to Rashman Tess. Shafts of cotton. Use Zayin. Yeah, there's a slightly different context over there. Vayachamim Rabba Ovi, Wafish, Yeshu Gorbe, Mechokma. Rabbo Ovim should come and call him, call him, should go to Mimena. Okay, very nice. So I think that's a different discussion over here. I don't see where he quotes from. I don't see it here. Whatever. It says it's a shach. It's called design. The eighth of the banner. Oh, the shach lefonenu lesser. The new edition, when you point that, it's not, even though the Chavetz Chaim from the shop, it's not there. It's not there. Okay, so I don't know. If you can figure this one out, I can, you're an expert in these things, let me know. Chavetz Chaim, new color Torah quotes, I don't know. And it's not a stira from elsewhere. Ma'asin nitin ramali Torah. Yeah. Your main idea should know that my supporter has a bit stuck up. Who would stuck up zichs a Torah the Korob Yosef? Yeah, we have to get to someone who's poor. Fine. That, the kids and immigrants is a concept of Amole Torah and a concept of poor people as well. Okay, whether I'm going to get it from the Maril. The Maril is in Simon Reish Hay. Excuse me. The Maril in Minhagim. The two Marils, it's very important to know. I wrote that in the lush. I have in my room, my house, Baruch Hashem. Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Ushenos and Maiser Shalahen Lasos Neiros Tadlika Mishas Atfila Shaloka Denos Kiamaiser Shayach La'anim. That's what it says. The problem is when the Darkei Moshe Aruch at the end of Simon Reish Mantes closes, he says V'chein Masher Perik Beis the Beitza Dav Chof. And we discussed once before. That's what the Dabba Shabbachova and the Balaam and Achulim. I read it inside. Then I read the Orach Misha inside already with the foot on the banner. We read this already. It's Chazara. Orach Misha, Sivkot Nav. The Gemara says, called Dabba Shabbachova and the Balaam and Achulim. So it's also even to give Lanim if you're able to describe. The Beis Yosef says so in Shin Lam and Aleph. The Taz quotes it in Sivkot Nav and Beis. And the Shach quotes it as well. Had a big dish of Hanar, so we don't mind us go this far. Shin Lamed Beis. When I say Shin Lamed Aleph, Shin Lamed Aleph, the Taz, the Shach at the very end of the Simon. Yeah, so there's a long Taz Lamed Beis and a long Shach Kuf Samed Bo. They both say exactly the same thing. If you have a previous obligation, you cannot pat yourself with my successor. You can't, because you already obligated yourself with Dabba Shabbachova. Nothing to do with neighbors, basic necessities. Even giving to poor people in the street, once you have a previous obligation to give it to somewhere else, even you can't be Yosef. You can't do it. And who said so? The Maril. Where? A different Maril. Shut Maril, Simon and Vav, Sukkotan, Zion. Now, if you make it tonight at the beginning, it works. It's enough in the Tosfos in Beit Zadav Chov. I think it's on the Marmar Kompas. Amen Aleph. Amenash Echad Rimov's Meiser already knows it. Okay, that order. The other one doesn't work. The order is very important. That's what Tosfos points out over there. Amen Chov Amen Aleph. Right? Now, so if you look at the Beragola, the Ramos over here.
So, Rebbe, I just want to make sure I understood. So if a person makes they commit to give to a shul $100,000 over 5 years, so that person thinks, I'm going to deduct every year $20,000 from my meiser, he can't because he made that chov?
Yeah, He can if he, from the very beginning, made a condition that whenever I make my sechsofim, I can do it. I can, right? I'm a nas. They'll pay off my shul debt. I'm giving my sechsofim. Not the other way around. I'm a nas. Shagaleach. Right? I'm a nas. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Right? The lashon of Tosis, actually. Lashon of Tosis. I'm a nas. Ekach mivos meiser. Already knows it. I'm a nas. I can take it off my meiser. I'm giving the shul $100,000. Okay? But most people today, we say that there is a tanai. It's an implicit tanai, we hope. I sure hope so, otherwise you go broke. Look at the baragol over here. Look at the baragol. And last has been meiser, dover, dvar mitzvah, nez, bezak, nez, shah mitzvah, agil aniv. What does that mean? Pirish, on the side. Shebalav hochi mechuyel akopon lasas mitzvah zu, for also lift of imaos meiser. Ain't a rashoi. He already committed to give the Nez Besek Neses. No good. But if he hadn't, and now wants to use it, perfect. This is not the way the original Maharil read. The simple reason the Maharil originally was it got to go to poor people. He said, no, it can go to the candles and shul as long as you weren't committed to the candles and shul beforehand. That's what it says in the Maharil in the, that's what it says in Dr. Moshe Aruch. Maybe the Maharil in the Chumash Maharil, the Steeris all over the place. The best summary is in the Bali Ashulchan. He's the best. He's Gevaldik. I'll read you from the Biurim of the Bali Ashulchan right over here. The Ain. On the word Vain, the first word of the of that Ramah.
I mean, why can we assume that the poor people are going to benefit from the light?
Shvach HaMais. They don't have any more benefit than anybody's rich. Animals. Watch this. He says, the Maharil, the four pshat, four, no less than four pshat. Pshat number one. We just read it in the Baragola, right? And he said, the girl the same way. The girl was the girl an angel to the Baragola? I think so. So he held the Zeta. What? He read it in the Mishayim. That's pshat number one. Two. Yesh yicholes biyodo lekayim mitzvah belomos meiser. Who said this? The Mashal and the Tur, right? And the Drisha, and the Taz and the Shach, the Chuvas Rebbeinu Menachem. That's right over here. Take a look. It's right over here in front of you. Open up. Oh. The Kosev, I mean, from the Taz, and this is called now. The Kosev of Drisha, Shem Chuvas Mara Menachem. Huva Bagos Marshalatur, Shemut Alitim and Amaisa Leos Balbris, the Akas Kosal, the Hupol, the Kosarn, the Little Ben, Shinachair, the Little Ben, Im Lohoya, Yacholas, Biyodo, Lohoya, O Samitsa. You wouldn't have done it otherwise. You wouldn't have done it otherwise. Okay? That's exactly the second shot in this whole Maharil business. The second shot, to the two, loop shot. And over here, he quotes in the Shachs of Kod Gimel from the Moreno or Menachem Mil Tzedek, called Mitzvah Shetovel the other goes about Bristol Lachs and them. Can look the sort. Yeah. In Lohoya Yecholus Biyada Lohoya also some then also Mitzvah Yochol Gedus Menah Meiser. Fine. A second shot over here within the shita of the general Ramo Maril etc. etc. What do you mean? The fact that they quote this and they don't say that the Ramah is arguing, that means they obviously learn Pshat in the Maharil this way. In the Maharil this way. Okay? Fine? That's what they say Pshat. Fine? Gimel, third Pshat. Marishekvanoa, Gimel, Pomelos, it's Marshal Anir. When we come Elecha, we can seek our Mos Anir, Lako Kamine, Liknos, Mimena Nelech, the Esoka Chavitz, Kepisha, Hassan Sofer, at the beginning, Reish, Lam, and Aleph. Fine? Fine. Sure, like most you do today. Dalit. The Mari Bechol Gamli. I feel the Lohoya Bechabi called him against the bear going to grow. I feel the Hoya Shalakaya Mitzvah Melgamacher against the Maram Menach. I feel his Lakemi Tchilas against the Chasam Sofer and Reish Lamed Al. Kain Masik Chasam Sofer Reish Lamed Beis. Why? My six sub has been a Torah. The Dhamma Mamish the Maisa Oni Mitzvah, Shaolik Rakhanim. Period. So there are four Pshatim That's part of Shat. That's what the Maril sounds like in the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, kind of it. In Hilchos Tshuva, it doesn't sound that way. The Bekitzer, there are four Pshatim, who's the right Pshat, I can't tell you for sure. Don't know. Fine. Bekitzer, I'm not going to go into every day's detail of different Pshatim, four different Pshatim. Fine. But there's something here which I don't really understand fully. Here this in the statement stuff of, yeah.
Really hope that it's okay to make
the tonight and give. Yes, I think it's okay. But there's one thing I don't fully understand. If you can help me out, I'd appreciate it. This is in Ha'ara Dalit. He says, you make a tonight works, Chasam Sofer, Maril is murder. Three times, you can't change anymore, maybe. Go out. The master shepherd done. Abbas Chasam. Then he says, you go to Chasam Sofer, Dafkim Noah, Lassasan Adim. And the yochel l'shanos the das on aril. She's a sober. She ikam mitzvahs ma'aseh daniim. Aber masha noa kama pomen losis lematara v'suyemis lo mistaba loma she chayav lo losis also matara. Remember, you gave me $100 this year. Oh no, I'm going to give $100 next year. Ma pitom. Oh, what about if you have yochel smokel macher? You make it tonight. Chasam sober sounds. After tonight, ain't a mole, Elix ain't be yocholas biyodo. But the concept should often say, Moda maril the maram. Maram lo hit the rack, shay yocholas biyodo. The comic of near the lab dafku, she would shuva shnea, heavy a shaksham, shay maram, a different maram. Marami Wittenberg. What does it say? Anim, a golem, and a chab, the top of a mutter. Right? Okay. Etc., etc. Masha the mutter. I feel the Yeshbiyadu, you hold the fans of Makamacha. The Zavit Staka. Okay, so he says over here. Yeah. Vamitzah B'tznai Logora. So I don't want to say this. Vamitzah B'tznai Logora meets Staka below Tznai. I don't understand him. If it's a Staka without a Tznai, so then it's a Staka. That's why it's okay. As opposed to. Opposed to some Dvamitzah, which is not a sucker. And if you have a chance, the last few lines of this footnote ballad, I don't fully understand his Kavachol. I don't understand. Anyway, the final you make it tonight, and tonight's going to work. So finally, for today, there's a mitzvah to be marked in your Krovin, found the Farish in the Ramah, primarily in Reish and Zion, Sif Yud, but a little bit over here. Even Yochol of Farisam, Yimachom Acher. It's a shach, so some of the fair assurance of Kod Gimel. Yeah. However, he says, if it's Biyodo, Maseges is Chayav De Maksoro. That's the first thing we learn. De Maksoro, right? Because Bonam and Benos of Agadolim come before anybody else except for the father and mother, which you're not supposed to take from Maiser Oni. It's a moral condition on the base. Tova Me'era to someone who supports his father and mother. From Kesef of Meiser, and what do you do? So what's the ratio? So this is at the Pisket Shuva. Oh, maybe I have a few more minutes. Pisket Shuva in Reish Nun Aleph Sifkot and Gimel. Give a look. Reish Nun Aleph Sifkot and Gimel. Is as follows. This is my Kadimas. We'll get to that. Barichas, Kadimas. It says like this. This can't be. Sorry about that. I can't find where it is. Tell you if you give your wife's relatives, she give 1/3.
It's
space. Sif Gimel means Sif Gimel. Reish Nun Aleph Sif Gimel. And Sif Kot what?
No, yes.
Reish Nun Aleph, you say?
Yeah.
One more for it. This is Shuvah. Sorry for this delay. Obeys. Oh, Thank you. I was one. May is not given. I'm sorry. Did Krovo, if your Krovo had priority, he quotes, Krovo Ishto Ishem Dina Nia Yiro, and Lachov the Baal loses the Krovo Ishto, Kokachlo the Krovo Yatzvo, Rak Shlish Efer. You give your Krovo 3 rubles, you only have to give your wife's 1 ruble. We would call that a quarter. Okay. Okay. Either way, we take care of our relative on all sides. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. But you can't get to one relative that you can't do. You can't do that. That's a Mordechai and Tov Kuf base because it's against the word Erevin and Shulchan Aruch Reish Nun Zayin Siv Tes. Give a look. Reish Nun Zayin Siv Tes. We'll end with this. Baruch Hashem. On Monday, we'll start because it's not appropriate. The Gemara says in Erevin, that's Samuel Gimel. It's no good. Koyen Echad. That's okay. That's the original thing. You have one coin, you will your chuma to one coin. It's not a good idea either. All right. So we have to. One more minute. Sif Yud, once we're here. Amachalik, Stokot, Sorokli, Zorol, Yarba, the Krovo, Yosef, Mishab, Neodom. From a Gabbai. The Gemara Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches, and the base, and Rashi, right? Quotes over here on the side. On the side of this. Chavov. Above here. Whatever. Quotes over here. Pa'amim shekrovim datam l'rachem azeh v'lachol yosem en atzorech v'ovdin es chaveru v'tzimtzum. That's what the first one explained. What does that mean? You get an impression that it would be mutter to really give to your own karov if in point of fact, they do need more. The Vilna Gaon, right here, Tzivkot and Yud Zayin, Ein Beragola Os Yud Ches, would say Beragola Mordechai. Rav Yossi, a chelki megaboy tztoka, v'lo mechalke tztoka. As Rashi says over there. Okay? That's what it says. Fine? It's not so simple to be a mechalke tztoka. I'm doing it for many years. Who knows? It's interesting. If you look at the Imperic Zion, we'll end with this footnote Chav Zion. This is all about gaboy tztoka. Don't give your krov and name Yoshua Sharniyim. So in footnote Chav Zion, he says, "Come on, Yochanan Machalek. Come on, Shabbos Chav Gimel Amaralef. Lo Yomel the Krovo Arez a Peyam. By Ma'aser Ani, it's in fact Mudur, but it's a Mishnah Peyam. The Mishnah Bavin Peyam. But it goes over here. Fine." We'll have to stop because I'm out of time. So we'll, Mitzvashem, we'll start on Monday with the back to the Taz in Reish Mem Tes Aleph about whether you can count the money you spend on your children at various ages as far as soccer money. And we'll go on from